Universal credit is one of the UK government's flagship policies. It's one benefit designed to replace six previous benefits, and it was really introduced to save the government some money. Only a couple of days ago, Amber Rudd, the Work and Pensions Secretary, made some changes to how it works. But previously, before Christmas, we went to visit the DWP office at High Riggs, and there we spoke to Linda Gibb and Tony McGoldrick, who are the people running the system here in Edinburgh, which was only rolled out on the 28th of November. Here we speak to Tony McGoldrick about the myth, as it turns out, that people actually have to wait 5 weeks for their money. Tony, what's your job here?
My job here in Edinburgh is partnership manager, but previous to this I was a universal credit expansion lead for the east of Scotland, so rolling it out to the 22 offices, and I was in Musselburgh, which was the first full service office in Scotland when it rolled out there 2 years ago.
So you're the real expert then, you're the person we should really be speaking to.
Well, there's a lot of expertise about now because we've Edinburgh sites being the last three sites in this part of the country to roll out, so there's a lot of experience within the district, which has been great for us going forward. When Musselburgh rolled out all those 2-3 years ago, there was quite a short rollout period, whereas now all the offices get a 6 months run in, and I think Linda told you about the engagement with the partners and local authority to help us prepare for it.
So here we are, let's suggest that it's the 1st of December, and somebody is here making a claim for universal credit. What are the steps then, and how quickly would they be getting some money?
Well, they could be paid their full award, including their housing costs, in their bank account today. Now, the process, it's a fully digital service where the customer goes online, and the system's been designed to be used on a smart device like a smartphone, but we recognise maybe about 10% of customers will struggle with the digital skills for that, and that's a national figure, so there's still the option to get support to make a claim by telephone if they need it. But for the vast majority, they'll make their claim online. So they can either do that on their own device at home or come into the offices where we've trained up the front of house teams to sit with people to lead them through that process. And so the customer would go online, they would create an account on the full service, which is kind of basic information, their name and address, etc. And then from there, they would go on to the next stage, which is to make a claim. And it would ask them for their personal details, it would ask them about their housing situation, it would ask them about their health, any health conditions they had. It might ask them also about any caring responsibilities, that sort of thing.
But what would people have to bring with them, though? They'd have to presumably bring with them some sort of evidence to show that you know, their rent was X pounds
a
month.
Not necessarily. It depends on their housing. What people do need is to make their claim in the first instance, they need to have an email address, and they would need to have a bank account, and they need to have identification. If they do not have an email address, we can help them in the job centre to create one, or our partners can do it if they claim elsewhere. If the system will ask them for identification documents, for example, like a passport or driving licence. But again, if they don't have that, there's a different type of appointment we book where we can ask them questions to get their identity confirmed. So when they're coming in at the start of the claim, the universal credit payments are monthly. So for example, when this office went live on the 28th of November, the assessment period for that customer is the 28th of November to the 27th of December, and the payment into their account is the following week. However, everybody can claim an advance. They can ask for 100% of the advance, or they can ask for just part of it. Now, it may be, for example, someone's been working, they've just had a wage from an employer, and they think, actually, I don't need my advance, I'll just wait. But we would say to them, remember, it's a long time at the end of the month. If you decide in a couple of weeks that you want some of that advance, please come back and ask for it. Or they maybe say, actually, I don't want 100% of the advance, I just want £100 because I know I've got a bill coming in. So we'll process that for them. And also, if they're also able to do that themselves online, and that payment can be in their account the same day.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.